I pull into Dubuque State Forest in western Massachusetts, early on a snowy, blustery Sunday morning. A friendly group of runners mingles in a large wooden shelter, where a fire is already roaring in the fireplace.
A day like today, you don't want to get out the door, you don't want to do anything, but misery loves company. I always like to say it makes winter suck less.
That's Bob Dion, whose company, Dion Snowshoes, sponsors this growing series of snowshoe races in the Northeast. He and his wife, Denise, are getting runners outfitted with lightweight racing snowshoes for today's 3.8-mile run.
Have fun. Have you used them before?
No, I haven't.
Okay, there's no left or right. You just put your foot in here, and the ball of your foot goes over the hinge, and just make sure...
These contraptions are a far cry from the snowshoes of old that resemble wooden tennis rackets. They're much smaller, just 7 inches wide and 21 inches long, and weigh in at just over a pound apiece. The frames are made of aircraft-grade aluminum. Runners like Amy Lane move pretty fast on them.
And do you have a number from yesterday?
I do. 1310.
Lane is trying to win the women's division of her second snowshoe race in 2 days. Yesterday's victory came at Mount Greylock Reservation in a grueling adventure, 7 miles through deep, loose snow.
Much as these are both snowshoe races, it's a completely different feel today as opposed to yesterday. Yesterday was a long race, a lot of climbing, some really tough conditions, and today it's going to be some, you know, gentle rollers, you know, mostly flat on snowmobile trails, so it'll be a much faster race.
The mostly flat part is welcome news. While Lane prepped for today's snow conditions, I find Richard Busa. At age 80, Busa is the oldest in the field, and today he's running his 100th race.
No, I did my first one, I was hooked. And the first one was horrible, too, because we had rain and sleet during a week, and it was just all crusted, you know, it was really tough. It's just a great sport, it really is. We have a lot of camaraderie, you know. Same people all the time pretty much show up.
He's not kidding. Meet Laurel Shortell, the woman with the longest streak.
I'm at 109 today. Without missing any.
That's 109 races. Like many of the runners, Shortell doesn't mind not being the absolute fastest. It's about the personal challenge and the overall race experience. She describes her first time out.
And we ran up the mountain and then back down and then did it again. And I was second to last in the race. And the guy who was behind me finished smiling. And it was the hardest race I'd ever done. And I thought, I got to keep doing this. And so then I never missed any after that.
After meeting some of the runners and paying the $5 entry fee, I leave the warmth of the shelter and get the snowshoes on. I join the 80 snowshoers at the starting line, who are for the most part relaxed and joking around. It's a no-frills event. The race director shouts out some reminders about the course, then it's time to go. I wasn't cold for long. The course rolled on through the forest on snowmobile trails, with a tougher stretch of fluffy snow in the middle. Fast forward to the finish.
I need this number and this number here, 216.
That's me, number 216, the fifth female in. Not that it matters too much. Awards ceremonies and handing out prizes aren't part of the snowshoe culture. As I catch my breath at the finish line, I realize Amy Lane had already been there relaxing for a while. She was the fastest woman again, pulling off the double win weekend. Milling around afterwards, runners are tired, but no less happy. I catch up with Shortell and friends reminiscing.
It was a funny race when you stopped and posed for pictures in the middle of the
day. He still beat me, even though he stopped in the middle for photos. It was actually awesome. It was beautiful. So,
did you have anything left today?
I was slower. But because of the soft conditions yesterday, I didn't feel beaten up at all. Just some blisters.
So. The streak continues.
It continues. Yes.
Congrats.
Thanks.
Though I'm just a rookie at this, these runners have shown me that this isn't a pursuit for the weak. But it's still okay to take time to enjoy the scenery. And I was even told that I was a pretty good runner. For a reporter. For WTBU, this is Lindsay Dorman in the Berkshire Snow.